Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Michael Sweet up here with us. That is if Zoom doesn't fail the test. But we should have him up here on the second and third segments from the band Striper. So just hang tight with us, friends. I'm actually excited about this. Out of all the people that we've had on the radio up to this point, he's one of those that I'm really happy to welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com due to the fact that the impact that him and his boys have left on my life and the use and service of the Lord. So with that said, we'll be talking to him in just a couple minutes. Today we're broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. We just left yesterday morning. It was a whole day of travel. What we have here, friends, is another day obeying the Great Commission, Luke 10:19 and 19:10. Yes, they go hand in glove. But we're going to be live at the Liberty Summit at the Encounter Church at 825 West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Florida. We'll be in Pensacola, Florida on Friday. And it starts May 24th at 6:30 p.m. Andrew Mueller is going to be there. He's a journalist, researcher, super sweetheart of the guy. Alex Newman, you guys may know who Alex is. He's pretty much across the board. He's an international journalist right now. You've seen him on the networks pretty much everywhere you look. And I'm glad that he's out there because he's a faithful witness and he's doing this stuff. So we're going to be with him on this Friday, up and coming again at the Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida. Now, I just want to convey to you what's being conveyed to me. This is going to be a real meeting, friends, because what I'm told right now by the people that are putting this event on is that the whole of Alabama is going to be there. We'll see how that pans out, but the whole of Alabama is coming to Pennsylvania or to Pensacola, Florida here. So again, you can see as to how that's being played out on social media platforms. By the way, if you're not on social media platforms, if you want to go over to social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to solradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll see us right up on the top left side of that page on social media platforms. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Let me say it again, subscribe to that page. Also, if you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, or on the top left side of that page as well. Now, again, we're going to be having Michael Sweet up with us in just a moment here, but I will give you the call-in number. If I can't get to you, don't get mad at me about it. Go ahead and leave a comment on live chat if you so choose, and if I can get to it and we have enough time, I'll do my best to throw those questions up. I've thought through a couple things, friends, as to what we need to ask Michael. So in the process, if I'm missing something and I see your question, I'll propose it to Michael Sweet, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let everybody know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. So, again, with that said, friends, we are broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. Also wanted to give you a quick heads up, friends, that we're going to be in Michigan on June 1st. So right when we get back to Minnesota from Orlando, Florida here at the end of the week, Pensacola, Florida at the end of the week here, we're going to get right back into another plane and jump right back over to Burton, Missouri, June 1st. We'll be there from 1 to 6. Again, these are people that are a part of bringing the answers to the culture. They're in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and I'm glad to be a part of them, friends, because these are not just people that are hiding behind a pulpit, hiding behind a pencil, or hiding behind a microphone. They're actually out there doing the stuff as we are in this ministry, preaching the good news, Mark 16:15 as well. So go ahead, check them out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider, friends, going over to the store, check out the things that we have per your request, as 13 to 15 articles are posted every single day by yours truly, Tim Brown, Morning Show host, over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, from contributors that are preachers, attorneys, constitutionalists, so on and so forth, former military. And again, folks, they're bringing the answers that most of the mainstream media means to suppress or censor purposefully and willfully. So with that said, friends, we've got much to cover. We've got much to talk about. At the end of the show, I'd like to cover a victory that we just had here in the state of Minnesota. I don't know that you're aware or not, but you're going to be. But just recently, we found that the victory has been given unto us, and I'm talking about the victory of a huge Target backlash, which is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And the Target backlash, as well as Anheuser-Busch, so on and so forth, people standing up and protesting. Protestant, again, has meaning. Keep that in mind. Protestant, Protestant. And with that said, friends, if you're willing to do all that you can do and leave the results up to the Lord, well, he's sure to give you the answers, and it's exactly what he's done once again. If you remember rightly, 1 year ago in June, we actually went into a Target store and confronted the manager for the crimes against children in hopes of making them a prey and exposing them and calling them out for what it was that they intended to do. Well, once the American people seen what was going on, they weren't going along with it. They weren't just giving them a pass. And we were that ministry to stand up as those protestants to deal with them accordingly in doing all that the Lord has commanded us to do and keeping his judgments, his statutes, so on and so forth. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read it when you get a moment. Again, I'm going to give you the phone number if you want to call in. You can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. And I also wanted to give you one more heads up concerning what's happening here in Florida this week, friends. We are going to be in Pensacola, Florida. If you're in Florida, please come out and say hello to us. We've come a long ways to come into your backyard and to shake, rattle, and roll. As William Booth rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that's all you have to do is tell the truth to get in trouble today. And that's exactly what we're called to do. Read 5:11, Ephesians 5:11, when you get a moment as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back on the other side and hope that we're going to have Michael Sweet with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. Folks, without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and pull Michael up. Do we have you there, Michael? I think we have Michael Sweet. Do we have you, Michael?
We do. Yeah.
All right. Man, that was the close one, guys. Are you on the road right now, by the way?
I'm not. I'm at home.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, we're out on the road right now, so this is our studio. We're doing events in Pensacola and across Florida right now. So in the meantime, do forgive me for the way things look and the way things are operating. But, again, we got you up. Michael, I got to honestly say, guy, for all the guys that we've had on the show, for all the people that we've had on the show, I am sincerely happy to have you here, guy. I sincerely am.
Oh, well, thanks, man. You know, it's hit or miss with me. Some people are happy to have me. Some people aren't.
Well, that's okay. Can I throw a little bit of a testimony at you really quick? Because when I was 8 years old, I was the kid that was going through it, didn't have a dad, went through it, moved 37 times in my life. I was a welfare kid going from school to school, getting in fights, doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing wrong. And I had probably 300-400 tapes on my wall. I mean, I knew all the bands. I was a drummer. I wanted to be a part of it. And I was so into the mainstream of the rock scene, I literally knew everything that was going on. At least that's what was made known to us. And then one day we were at a place called Circus Circus, and someone brought me this tape. And it was the Yellow and Black Attack. And I remember putting it in, and I remember I used to sit in that car, Michael, and just cry out to God. And it wasn't man-initiated. It was the Lord doing this. And in the process, I threw your tape in, and I thought, this is cool stuff. And then I went and I started seeing you guys in Circus, Hit Parader, the list goes on. And I just thought what you guys were doing was a huge answer to a prayer that I didn't even know was going up. And then I went and seen you guys at the Jesus People Church in Minneapolis, and that was probably the coolest thing. And just to say all that, to say this, regardless if you know it or not, it's always good to hear the Lord really used you guys to kick this boy straight. And in the process of that, that's why I'm so pleased about having you on the show today.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And that's really really all that matters. You know, in the grand scheme of things, we get so caught up in this craziness of this world, and we lose sight of that sometimes. But, you know, all that matters is our salvation and our souls and where we're going from here on out. So you made an incredible decision, and to know that we played a role in that, that's just incredible. That's so awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to kind of get personal real quick, if you don't mind. I got you for two segments, so I got to get as much in as I possibly can. How did this all roll out? I mean, I've seen your documentaries when I was younger. That was 20, 30 years ago, and in the process of doing so. How did it start with you and Robert? I mean, what was the push to do the things that you were doing? Were you at the right place at the right time? How did it all begin to birth out of home from such a young age to where you guys are at today?
Well, some people would say we were at the right place at the right time, and I might even think that from time to time. But, it, you know, when you look back on how it unfolded and how it happened and transpired, it really was God ordained. You know, all the little dots aligned, all the planets aligned and the dots connected. And it's just crazy because, I mean, we were raised in a musical family. So that was set up right there in terms of the music side of things. And then the spiritual side of things, we started watching Jimmy Swaggart. When I was 12 years old, my brother started watching, and I started watching, my dad, my mom, the whole family started watching. We got saved through Jimmy Swaggart, found a church, local church, Southern Baptist, and that's what planted those seeds, and they rooted and grounded. And although kind of went through some tough times from 12 to 20, growing up in Hollywood and doing the club scene and the party scene and all that, I rededicated my life when I was 20 years old, and there's been no looking back. You know, there's been good and bad, ups and downs, not going to lie, but God's always been there and sustained me. I've always had a deep faith and put my faith in God to this very day more than ever. And I tell you what, man, it's been incredible to see the miracles that God's performed through this band and in this band still to this day. It blows my mind.
Amen. Well, you know what? And here's the other thing is, the more I listen, I understand that you have 19 albums out now since the Yellow and Black.
More than that, if you include Striper, I think we're releasing our 16th album, something like that. Actually, maybe our 17th, because we're releasing this, an acoustic and an electric this year. And then I've got 11 solo albums. I'm releasing another solo album. And then I got projects with George Lynch of Dawkins and Tracy Guns of L.A. Guns. I got a bunch of other projects going on. So if you include them all, there's a lot going on.
Okay, so I got to ask the question. So in speaking for a lot of guys that didn't get to go there, especially being in the shoes that you guys were in, once you started to develop and start to make yourself known for what you guys were doing and doing what you were doing in the sense of bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ, right in the center of all this stuff, I mean, the Lord just put you right in the vein of Hollywood. What did that look like, and how did the other bands actually receive you once you got there, Michael?
Well, see, that's the interesting thing about it, and it's very unique, our story. A lot of Christian bands are raised in the church or around the church, and we weren't. We were raised in Hollywood, and we were playing clubs. When I was 16 years old, I was playing the Whiskey, and I'll never forget it, playing the Troubadour, playing Gazzari's, 17, 18, 19 years old. And we grew up there free, you know, God and awakening in our spiritual life and world. We grew up on the streets of Hollywood. And then once we got saved, we dedicated our lives. We just continued being who we were as a rock band, but we changed all the lyrics and changed the message. But we stayed true to our look and our, you know, I mean, because we weren't being fake. I mean, that's how we dress. If you saw me out on a Saturday night and Striper wasn't playing, I still looked like that, you know. And it's kind of who we were and what we were all about. But then I started rewriting everything, changed the message and the lyrics, and the rest is history, as they say. And it's really powerful. And that's why we were able to, I think, reach the mainstream and also reach the church. We were kind of a crossover band that had both markets, if you want to call it that. And when we were with our label, Enigma, they weren't sure what to do with us because they were a mainstream label and they didn't know about the Christian market. So they hired a Christian label to handle that. And we did both things when most Christian bands were just doing the Christian thing and most mainstream bands were just doing the mainstream thing. We were doing both. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and I thought it was cool, and people can see right through that anyways. I mean, either you're disingenuous or you're the real deal, and I think that's what people really picked up on you guys, is you weren't trying to be something you weren't. This is just who we are, and what was cool about it is you guys were really good, and I think what you guys are doing is getting better. I just listened to Valley on the way over here today, and it's like, Michael, really? I mean, guy, I'm endorsed by Sonar. I'm, you know, a part of the whole thing as well. We just toured a Drowning Pool, and the list goes on. But with that said, I can honestly say with a big high five, you guys are getting better every album. And I think that's pretty impressive.
That means a lot coming from you because you know your stuff. You're a fellow musician and a professional, and that's really incredible to hear from you. And I'll tell you, whether we accomplish it or not, we try. We try to get better with every album, and that's kind of the mentality when we go into each album is let's do better. We can do better. And I always believe your best, my best, is yet to come. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean we haven't done our best yet.
Yeah, well, it should be getting better. And speaking of which, I got one more segment with you, and I got a hard break coming up on us. But you guys got your first your acoustic album coming out called "The Hell with the Amp." Curious. I mean, I don't really need to ask you where you're coming up with this, but go ahead and share with everybody as to how you came up with that name.
Well, the thing is, we have a sense of humor too, and we had an album in 1986 called "The Hell with the Devil." And we thought it'd be funny, since we're going out and doing an acoustic tour, to play off of that and use the title "To Hell with the Amps" more as a joke. I think I threw it out there in a meeting, a Zoom meeting, and everyone loved it. And I'm like, oh boy, okay, they like that. I guess that's what it's going to be called. And we went with that. And it's more just a thing where everyone's supposed to hear it and kind of laugh and roll their eyes a little bit and say, you know what, that's cool. Let's go with that. We still have amps on this tour, though. I've got acoustic amps. So it's not really "To Hell with the Amps." It should be "To Hell with the Loud Amps" is what it should be.
Okay, gotcha. How do people get that? Do you guys got a link that you want to drive everybody over to?
Well, you can go to Striper.com. That's the best way that directs you to anywhere and everywhere to pick up our music. All the links are there, all the sports. Striper.com and MichaelSweet.com as well.
Okay, cool. I got you for one more segment. Folks, we're talking to Michael Sweet from Striper. We will be right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back in just a moment here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators generators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking with Michael Sweet from Striper, and I'm pleased to have him, folks. I sincerely am. And, Michael, I just got to kind of go through it again, and I hope you don't mind that. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Is this weird or what the deal is? But we didn't reach the success that you have. So if I can just kind of dream a little bit through you for a minute here. When you guys came out as Soldiers Under Command, I thought you guys, now, this is a rock and roll dude thing, it really is. You guys looked awesome. And Tim Gaines, his hair, and Robert doing his thing, and Michael up there playing guitar, and Oz doing his thing as well. I just thought the Lord really used you guys in a really powerful way. How many albums have you guys sold, Michael?
Oh, man, that's always the question. It's certified when we broke up, when I left in 92. I think we were at maybe like 5+ million. Okay. That's 92. So now uncertified added to that. We always say around 10 million. And it's probably pretty realistic because just based on the stats and all the numbers we've drawn over the years, that's probably pretty close. Might even be more than that. But I mean, regardless, they just, even if it's a million or 500,000 gold, I mean, for a band like us, that's just unbelievable. You know, it really is.
If I'm correct in saying this, when you guys did, honestly, isn't that what really took you guys out into the arenas? I believe it was with White Line. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we were, we released Tale with the Devil in 86, first single off of that was Calling on You, and once we released, and the album did well, it did very well, but once we released Honestly, it literally tripled in sales. So it went from just under gold status to over, it quadrupled in sales because it went double platinum. And that's when we went from clubs into theaters into arenas within a 6-month period. So it was really wild. And the bands we were playing with during that time were bands like Loudness, Hurricane, TNT. We did some shows with some other bands here and there. And then White Lion opened for us on the In God We Trust tour, and that was during the 1988-89 run.
So what was going through you? I mean, that was a pretty quick launch. 6 months from, you know, a club to arenas. What was going through you guys?
I mean, we were out on the road and went out for a few months and on the calendar. We thought, okay, this is going to be long, grueling 2 months. Let's do it. Woo-hoo, excited. And then we're drawn to the end of that two-month period, and we get a phone call saying, hey, the album's really picking up sales. You got a hit song here, and, you know, we got a bunch of other shows that are being booked, so we need you guys to stay out there. We'd come home for a few days and go right back out. This went on for a year and a half. We toured literally almost for a year and a half. And this is when I was having my first child. So yeah. I flew home to be there when he was born, Michael Jr., flew right back out to play, came home, went out. It was insane. He went to Japan and Australia with us, and we had a little crib set up in the back of the buses. It was a blur. It really was.
What was, I mean, obviously it was exciting for everybody. I mean, it probably took you by surprise, yeah?
Oh, it took us by surprise. I mean, we were kids, you know, in 1986, I was 23 years old. Yep. So it was definitely kind of maybe a bit of a deer in the headlights kind of look on my face all the time. If you saw me then,
yeah.
Like just in shock, like, what is happening? Whoa. But it was really special and unique, and we were all just enjoying the ride. You know, God was really creating and providing an incredible ride. Boy.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, when I was there, it was literally like Ezekiel 37, where the Lord is pouring his spirit out upon us. As a matter of fact, I was there with a friend, Michael, and I remember telling him, I said, man, my gosh, dude, what's going on here? Because all that was new to me. But it was like literally the Lord pouring a big bucket of warm water on me for 2 minutes straight. And I'm like, what is going on? But it's like inside, I knew what was going on. But I'm talking to my friend right next to me and said, are you getting this, dude? Are you getting this? And he goes, what are you talking about? And I'll tell you what, just even having experiences like that, this isn't a Bradley Dean word. It really isn't. But it was special. It really was special. And you know what? 30 years later, now I'm talking to you guys, and I met Robert at the DW booth at NAMM. I hung out with Oz for a minute, and it's just really cool how the Lord kind of brought me full circle to say thanks for doing what you guys are doing, and I totally appreciate that. I wanted to ask you, too, is it true that when you guys came out and you guys were doing so well that you guys were outselling Van Halen? Is that true?
Then we were doing what with Van Halen? Say it again.
Your albums were selling 10-1 over that of Van Halen.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea. But, I mean, it's possible, but I don't know.
Okay.
You know, Van Halen was already established, you know, well established. So it's plausible and possible, but who knows? I know this. The albums were really, really selling hard. It shocked the label. The label wasn't prepared for it. They pressed up so many albums, and they had orders for double, and they didn't know what to do. And they had to press new albums immediately. And their heads were spinning. They didn't expect that from some small little band from Orange County. They used to be called Roxbury. And as a matter of fact, when we submitted the lyrics, we did a showcase for them, Enigma Records, and they heard us and loved us and signed us based on the sound, but they couldn't really understand the lyrics. And when we submitted the lyrics for the credits, they said, whoa, wait a minute, you guys are a Christian band? They didn't really know. And they had a little bit of issue with that. They were scared and nervous to release a quote-unquote Christian band, and they did. They took a chance, and the rest is history.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, here again, Michael, I got 15 questions. My kids say hey, and so does my wife, and so does everybody else that remembers exactly what you guys are doing. And I know that you guys are out there still doing it. And, again, I just totally appreciate what you guys are doing. were you guys at any given time, I got you for about three more minutes, Michael, were you guys ever beat down by other bands or just ostracized or like Slayer, or I seen some stuff on Nikki Sixx coming after you guys and the list goes on. What was the obvious reason? I mean, we know it was spiritual warfare, but what could be their rationale for attacking you guys for doing the right thing?
Well, I have over the years seen many comments, read many comments from other bands and members of those bands that were derogatory and not kind and, you know, almost a bit of mockery going on, or actually a lot of mockery going on. I think it's probably based maybe on fear, you know, fear of us, fear of God. I don't know. I have no idea. What they have nothing to fear. We're just regular guys. But I think a lot of people do fear God, and they run from God, and they turn their backs and deny God. I did it when I was, before I rededicated my life. Someone would come up to me and talk to me about God and be like, I don't want to hear it, you know, get away. I don't want to hear it. But that was my spirit denying God, and that's what we tend to do. That's human nature. So maybe it's that. Who knows? But we are the band that a lot of other bands use as the brunt of all jokes. And that's okay, because in the end, at the end of the day, we're still here.
Yep.
We're still making music. You know, they haven't been able to silence us. And God's continued to use us and with a very loud voice. And we're still doing it. So we're very, very happy. We're very grateful. We're very humbled. And we're going to keep doing it until God says no more.
Amen. So, okay, and with that, again, guys, talking to the viewers and listeners right now, they got a first-ever acoustic album called The Hell with Amps. That's out and about, Striper.com. Go over there, check it out. And in closing here, Michael, I'm just curious, what does the future look like for you guys?
Oh, man. My brother always says, it's so bright, we have to wear shades. You know, he uses that term. I'll tell you what. We're not promised tomorrow. We never take it for granted. But if tomorrow comes, we're sure ready to accept it and receive it. And we've got big plans. We've got the calendar filled up for the next few years, touring all year, two albums coming out. I've got a Sun Bomb album with Tracy Guns coming out next year, all sorts of things going on. So I'm going to be 61, and there's no signs of slowing down anytime soon. And I'm really excited about that. I just love what I do. I love my job. And I'm so grateful I can still do it, man.
Hey, man. I do have to ask you, what is your influence? You got any Nicodemuses coming and knocking at your door at night saying, hey, what about that Jesus thing, Michael, like Tracy Guns or George Lynch? Is that what that's about?
Well, I mean, I get a lot of flack for doing projects like that.
Yeah.
You know? When I work with George or Tracy or whoever, I'm in another band called Iconic, and Tommy Aldridge is the drummer.
Ooh.
And, you know, I get a lot of flack for working with guys that aren't, quote, unquote, known for being Christian guys in the industry. But, you know, the funny thing is Tommy is a believer, and we've sat and talked about it, and this is the stuff a lot of people don't know. And I take these projects on because I feel led to do so. If I didn't feel led, I wouldn't do it. I pray about stuff before I do it. I don't just dive in and say, yeah, let's go do anything and everything. But I feel like God has a calling on my life and has put me in this position. And, you know, I want to be a good steward over that. That's all.
Amen. Listen, brother, I appreciate you guys. Best of luck. Hope to see you guys one more time before we get to the other side of life. Say hey to the guys for us, and we totally appreciate you. I'm glad you guys were there at the right time for me, Michael. I sincerely praise God for
you. Me too. That is incredible to hear, and we got to get you out at least more than one more time before we leave this earth, okay?
Amen. Amen, guys. You take care.
Okay, buddy. Great
at
talking
Sons
to you.
Of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-800 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to Get to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just had Michael Sweet on from Striper. And I got to tell you something, guys, and maybe I'm just going to go here with this, and we'll talk about the protest tomorrow. The Bible says that what the Lord starts, he finishes. He who is faithful, he has begun a good work, is faithful until he finishes the work that he has purposed. And what's interesting is I'm talking to Michael, I'm recollecting how the Lord used that man in particular as to where I was in answering my prayer. Even unbeknownst to Robert and Michael, I'm sure they understand the use of what they've been called to do a lot more than probably most do. But it's interesting on the way down the road what the Lord will use to get your attention. Well, I was completely saturated, inundated, into the whole rock and roll scene as a kid. And as I was just telling Michael, I want to share with you as well, I had 300 or 400 cassette tapes up on my wall of bands from all over the world in the metal scene as a kid. And that was my food. And man, I'll tell you what, every band, I could tell you everything about that band. Why? Because I was in that band. I wanted to be a part, or I was in a band. I wanted to be a part of that world, and I was, and I have been, but in a different way than the way that these guys have been. But I remember several times, guys, going up and down in North Minneapolis, a suburb called Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and I remember there used to be a place called Circus Circus, and all the guys would go up and down the streets because it was the only place for kids to meet back then. And it was busy on Fridays and Saturdays. And then at the end of the night, I would go over and sit in that parking lot all by myself, and I would just listen to music. But what was interesting is how I would sit there and I would cry out to the Lord. And Nobody else knew that I was crying out to the Lord but the Lord. And he heard me. And he answered me. And so when I'm telling Michael that, you know, somebody gave me an album called Yellow and Black Attack by Striper. It's up on the screen right now for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. That was the album that really started to plant seeds. Another ministry was that of the Peters brothers, Dan and Steve, Why Not Rock? And I had to throw that in there because they were instrumental as well, and so was Striper, no pun intended. But I remember, I can still remember sitting there just bummed out. I knew the direction that I was going was wrong, and it seemed like everything I touched, the end of sin was death, Romans 6:23. And then I remember the album came out called Yellow and Black Attack, Soldiers Under Command. I remember seeing that album and then hearing one of the songs on there. It's like, okay, this is some good stuff. And what was crazy about it is they could bring it. They were good. They weren't some little what you see today in the what they call the Christian realm, where they're looking for an excuse as to be a bunch of underachievers. That's not at all what I'm talking about. That's a lack of Christianity. But I'm telling you what, these guys really brought it. And not only did they bring it with them, the talent and the look, but more importantly, Isaiah 10:27 comes to my aid, and it was the anointing that broke the yoke of bondage. And then I remember at being 18 years old going to this concert, Soldiers Under Command, and I'm not a concert kind of a guy. I'm not a starstruck kind of a guy, never have been. But I just wanted to go see these guys. And I knew the Lord was working as I look back in a big way. Even then, I would put, you know, little things together where you'd see little, you know, little points of light, and then you'd try to bring them together and say, hey, what's going on here? Well, that Striper concert just happened to be one of them. And what's interesting is when I was there, and as I just got done telling Michael from Striper, it was like Ezekiel 37. It's exactly what it was, that the Lord had poured down his spirit upon all flesh. And, folks, I can still see myself standing there bewildered, but with an understanding in that bewilderment. It's hard to explain, but it was the carnal meeting the natural. I'm sorry, the carnal man, the natural man meeting the spiritual man. And it was like when it got into my spirit, it was like, I knew this. This is right. And so it was like the Lord was saying, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. From Psalm 34. And so now going full circle, we've let Michael go. We had him for two segments today. When I'm having the conversation with Michael, I'm realizing, wait a second. This conversation that I'm having with Michael right now is this full circle where the Lord comes back and says, see what I started? And I stayed on that road long enough to see him bring through the end as to what he intended. I never diverted from that road. I never wickedly departed from the Lord. And I got to tell you, my flesh wants to at times, but my spirit now, which overtakes me, holds to that straight and that narrow and difficult is the way. But I'm not honoring the men. I'm honoring God. And I'm high-fiving the men that stayed their course as well and being used for this boy's salvation. And, folks, I can tell you right now, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people across the world can attest to the same thing. In spite of man, look what the Lord has done. You know, and it even comes to my aid now as it bubbles up in heart. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. and all that's within me, we bless your holy name. And I got to tell you this, especially to my family on social media platforms, I got to just tell you, you guys have been awesome. Day after day, week after week, month after month, you've seen me pick up the hammer and drive the issues in showing men their duty as unto the Lord. It's because of these beginnings, not despising these small beginnings and seeing what they're going to come out and become at the end of the day. I just wanted to tell all of you guys over on live chat, thank you for your faithfulness in listening to me. And I just wanted to show you today that this is one of the guys that was a part of that process. And as I said earlier, another guy is Dan and Steve Peters. I just can attest to the faithfulness of God. Even when we're faithless, he remains faithful. And because of that, here we are today. And if there's anything I'm gathering before the end of the show or the consummation of the show, it's just this. He is faithful. The Lord is faithful. We just have to do our part, and we do our part out of gratitude, and that's why we stay the course. But I did want to take time and tell everybody thank you, especially on live chat, for being there every day, for sharing the message from both me and Tim every day. And it's really good, and I think this is what I intended to say a minute ago, is I can't tell you how refreshing it is just to have a show where I can have a smile on my face and bring one to other people as well. But I think my objective, going back to who we are previous to this show, is that we can put a smile on the faces of our kids and our posterity in the process, regardless of what it costs us in the process of going forward, so they can have a future and a hope too. And if that's what the Lord has started, I hope that he finishes it, because that's the hope that I have within myself. And I'm kind of having not a problem collecting my thoughts. I'm having a problem conveying my thoughts. But how fun to just have the opportunity to sit there and hang out with somebody for a minute that lives in that same world, that got a little bit further than you did in the process of doing so, especially knowing that the Lord's hand was all over them and us as well. Really quick, I wanted to highlight this one more time. Friday, we're going to be in Pensacola. We're going to be in Pensacola on Friday at Encounter Church. Please take the time and come see us. My understanding, it's going to be packed. It's going to be a real event. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be there with Andrew Miller, Alex Newman, and myself. Also, we're going to be over in
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.